Welcome to our study of the book of Hebrews here on the Radio Bible Course. If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Before I read any of that, I have some opening remarks to make, and they are serious. Because there are countless millions of men and women for whom Christ died, but who will fail to reach heaven. Although the Son of God paid the penalty for their sins and fulfilled the law of God, they stand to lose all the eternal benefits promised by God for one reason alone. These people are educated, cultured, civic-minded, kind, gracious, loving, and often religious. Many of them are splendid citizens who give time and wealth to improve our lives, and I personally am grateful. They help the poor. They care for those who suffer misfortune. They rescue the abused, and they rise up against corruption. Some even die in service to their community and country. These are fine people. The one thing they did not have was faith. Hebrews 11 teaches us about faith. We will learn what it is, how important it is to God, and we will see examples of faith. One thing is certain. In spite of all that we may do in this life that is worthy of praise and honor from men who appreciate good works, there are 8 words in the Bible that fall like a judge's gavel in eternal judgment on a world of unbelievers. And it's found in Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Obviously, priority belongs to faith. It is of paramount importance to God. That being the case, and God's Word declares that it is, all the good works of men may mean nothing to God. Think of the shocking reality of this. All the religion in the world, all of it, your prayers, rituals, choirs and hymns, sacrifices, acts of mercy, and 1,001 good deeds, even our signs and wonders and those unexplainable powers we might demonstrate, can fall under the judgment of God without faith. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus warned against false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Do you judge men by appearance? What will a false prophet be like? Just like a true prophet, he will pray, he will show respect for the word of God, and he will even do signs and wonders. Jesus spoke of such men in Matthew chapter 7. They are men who will say, "Lord, Lord." But he said, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." And he added, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" He called them evildoers. How can that be? They prophesied and did mighty works in his name, did they not? He said they did. But they were wolves dressed like sheep. They deceived people by their signs and wonders, but God wasn't deceived. He saw their hearts, and their hearts were empty of faith. Faith counts with God more than anything else, because faith honors the Father, who alone is trustworthy. God cannot lie. And when we believe God, we give Him what He is due. We give Him our confidence, trust, and dependence. The Bible tells us that faith in God is of the highest priority to the Father. That being the case, men everywhere ought to cry out, "How can I get faith?" And what exactly is faith? Well, it was God who gave faith its importance. It was the Creator who honored Abraham some 4,000 years ago, because Abraham did what? Abraham believe God. Faith means to believe God. It does not mean to believe that God exists. That's assumed in the Bible. God had spoken to Abraham, and Abraham talked with God before that incredible revelation that God declares men who believe him righteous forever. God awareness is not faith, but God dependence is faith. Religion is commonly equated with faith because it causes men to give God attention. But religion can mean the rejection of faith. When we practice something to get God's approval other than what he has declared to us, we are clearly lacking faith. Faith, you see, is believing God, not religion or religious leaders. Don't expect God to have pity on you for your sincerity. If a person is truly sincere, he will certainly go to the Word of God to discover what God has said to all of us. And when he does, he will find Jesus Christ asking men to believe in him. That's faith. If it weren't for the Bible, we wouldn't know this. So it is written, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You cannot have faith apart from the Bible. I want to warn all of us about a current practice which sounds like it exalts faith, but it is not faith. There are people who say, we don't have the money, but let's buy something anyway. Let's have faith in God. Friends, that's not faith. That's presumption. Furthermore, it borders on a dangerous practice of testing God. God should not be tested. We are the ones who need testing. God has already proven himself. Unless God has promised you something, you dare not trust him to give you something. Faith is directly connected to the Bible, for that's where God has made his promises. And it is folly to proceed to believe that God will do something which he has not promised. That's not faith. It's presumption, and God hates presumption. There are childless mothers today who believe that God would heal a sick son. They trusted that God would do it, but God never promised to do it. That wasn't faith on their part. That was presumption. There are men who have gone into dangerous sections of a city, knowing that their life was in great danger, and they died. They didn't have faith. They hoped that God would rescue them, but they had no such promise. Faith is connected to what God has promised. The Word of God, which came as men were moved by the Holy Spirit, leaves little doubt about what faith is. The author of the Epistle to the Hebrews deals with this subject at the opening of chapter 11. Listen to how he opens this chapter. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old received divine approval. By faith we understand that the world was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. Scholars have questioned whether verse 1 can be considered a definition of faith. Whether it can or not, in any event, it does describe faith and gives us insight into the character of faith. If we want to form a definition of faith from other portions of the Bible, we would arrive at conclusions such as these. Faith is not working. We get that from the example of Abraham, which Paul gave us in Romans chapter 4. He said, "But to him who works not, but believes him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness." According to that verse, 50% of the definition of faith is not working. But the other 50% is faith is believing God instead of working. And that comes from the same verse. In addition, faith is relying on God to do what he promised to do. And that idea also comes from Romans chapter 4. And it again is talking about Abraham. It says, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. So faith is depending upon God to do what he promised to do. Faith also is not wavering at the promise of God. Or we might say that faith, according to Hebrews 11:6, is believing that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Faith, of course, is far more than believing that God exists. Faith involves our personal trust in something that God has said. And what about the man who says, I believe there's a God? Is that faith? No. The Bible clarifies that only a fool believes that there is no God. Faith is believing that the God who exists has spoken. And therefore, faith is believing God. Now, you can't believe God unless God has said something, and the Bible declares what God has said to men and what he expects of them. Now, when we look at what God has said and we believe the record that God has given us about himself and what he expects, only then can we say that we have a measure of faith. Earlier, I said that faith is not working. That was Paul's definition. As long as a man is working for something, he is not trusting God for that very thing. One cannot say, I am working to accomplish something and trusting God for it also. That's not the way the Bible uses faith. The Bible's use of faith is trust God to do something which he promised that he would do, and don't try to do it yourself. And that means that faith is not trying to help God. There is a popular saying that has deceived many of us. It's, God helps those who help themselves. That's not biblical. God helps those who can't help themselves. And faith is not working. It's depending upon another. Now, we have much more to say about this, and we'll do that tomorrow. I'll be here, and I hope you'll join me. Have you written for your copy of our free book, Heaven's Password? We wrote it to clarify how you can get God's free gift of eternal life. And when God says it's free, he means it's free. Write for your free copy today to the Radio Bible Course. Ask for Heaven's Password. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.com.